Whether you're a wife, a mom, a single, a grandparent, an aunt, a sister, or student, whether you like tea or coffee, soda or water, sushi or steak, we are all women desiring to live in the way of Jesus with the heart of Jesus. Join us for each episode as we dive deeper into the word of the month and how we can apply and live it out in our lives. I'm your host, Bonnie Nichols, the Women's Ministry Specialist for Emmanuel Faith Community Church, and I'm excited you're listening. All right, you guys, it is our second episode for the month, and we are doing the word joy. And I know, joy in July just seems weird. The more I think about it, the more it just doesn't necessarily make sense. And if you got our sticker and verse card for the month, you also saw that it was green. So I don't really know what happened with July. The only thing I can think is that, you know, again, July and joy, they start with the same letter. And I guess maybe we need to be reminded, right? We need to be reminded that we can have joy past December. So we focus so much on joy in the month of December. And then I feel like the rest of the year, it's like it just, I don't know. It's like this extra thing. So anyways, I hope that you are finding joy in the month of July. And today I want to talk about joy again. You know, I have a list of things that give me a run for my money when it comes to stealing my joy. Do you guys find that too? I wish the list didn't exist or that it was like really, really short. But with God's grace, I'm always working on it. So just to be vulnerable, I'm going to share just a few things that work really hard to steal my joy. And the top three things that I feel like I work hard at and really battle for joy in is comparison, challenges with my family members, and stress. Those are the three for me that I feel like when I feel them creep in, I just feel my energy and my joy just start to tank. And, you know, maybe those are on your list. Maybe you have some other ones on your list. But I think when we can be honest about the struggles, we immediately dispel some of the power they have over us. These things, when they're kept in secret, they have a tendency to grow, kind of like mold. Yucky things and bugs, I feel like, grow in the dark. But those kinds of yucky things in the light, they seem to disperse, right? Like when you turn a light on, like in the movies, like the rats and the spiders all seem to like flee, and they no longer have their ability to be where the light is. So let's run with this idea for a minute. Let's use Jesus as the light, right? Like sometimes we refer to Jesus as the light, and let's refer to him as the light over the yucky things that we are keeping in the darkness of our hearts. When Jesus or the light is let in, it is no match. And his love and truth and power are victorious. These things that we're keeping hidden that are killing our joy, they can't be there anymore. There's no longer a battle. So I want you to take a second and I want you to see if you can come up with three joy killers right now that you are fighting. Do you have them? Okay. Now I want you to picture them sitting in a dark room together. What do they look like? How do they make you feel? What are their intentions in your life? Probably nothing good, right? If I was to see comparison sitting in a room, it would look like a neon sign that hurt my eyes. It would be blinking, and its intention would be to distract me and almost make me feel weak and small. If I saw challenges for my family sitting next to comparison in that room, I would see a ball of confusion with all kinds of knots and ropes around it. And that makes me feel powerless. And its intention is to cause me anxiety. And if I were to see stress join in the room with those two and be sitting there with them with comparison and challenge, I'd see a clock with a hand spinning out of control. It'd make me feel overwhelmed, and its intention would be to make me stop and just give up. So take a minute and see the images that you need to see. And once you see them all sitting there together, I want you to see Jesus walking in. What happens? In my image, everything covers its eyes and gets up and escapes as fast as it can. It can't stand being in the presence of truth and light. And I see Jesus spread his arms wide and fill the room with absolute joy. There's so much joy in that room, it overflows the room. But what do you see? What do you see when you see Jesus walk in? Our verse this month is Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Can you say amen? I'm saying amen. When your joy is being challenged, I hope this mental exercise can help you overcome as you seek Jesus in these times of challenge. We guys, we all need just something that we can kind of mentally stop and cling to in those moments so that the struggle doesn't overtake us, so that we can acknowledge it exists, because it exists, right? These things exist in our world, these struggles that we have. So it's okay for us to acknowledge them. It's what we do with them next that is important. And so when we can take them and put Jesus's light, Jesus's perspective, Jesus's hope and love and truth and all those things on it, it's replaced with joy. All right, you guys, blessings as you love and serve with great purpose. Thank you for joining us for today's episode. Our prayer is that you would be encouraged and equipped to live in the way of Jesus with the heart of Jesus. If this podcast encouraged you, we would love for you to share it. We'd also love to have you follow along with our other women's ministry information on social media. You can find us on Facebook and the gram at EFCC Women's Ministry. Go give us a follow. God bless you as you love and serve with great purpose.